Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
I am Winnie.
And Winnie and I have so much in common, especially our love for lemon desserts.
Okay. I didn't find out about that.
I didn't either. I found out about that yesterday when we were also finding out about our mutual, that means our joint love for craft markets. You love you a craft market, don't you?
Really?
You're out there in the rain and the sun and the snow just crafting it up, buying things from vendors.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and
okay,
local farmers.
I don't love craft markets, but I do like them. I appreciate them. And you know what? I feel I should visit more of them. So this article...
Right, so besides Simple Market.
It's been inspiring me to go out to more craft markets, support people. And you know what else? You know what else is a really good thing about craft markets?
No.
And this is no joke. They're great places to find presents for people.
Because they're special.
Because they're special, exactly. The things you buy are very special. They're original. And there's also something nice when someone gives you something and you're like, that's really cool. And they say, I bought this. From the person who made it, I bought it from a craft. It kind of makes you feel good, right?
Because like,
you're not giving a company with billions of dollars.
Or you buy it from a mall.
A few more dollars. You're giving someone who doesn't have billions of dollars some money, and you're encouraging them
like
to do what they love to do.
Right.
There you go.
So you said that we're going out of Taipei today.
Yes, we
to
are.
To a different craft market?
That's right. We're going to be going down south. So that's good news for anyone in the south. You don't have to come up to Taipei's Simple Market on the weekend. You guys got your own. Let's find out about it right now.
Have fun at craft markets. Color of Taiwan. In the south of Taiwan, you can find Color of Taiwan Market. This market takes place in Tainan and Kaohsiung. The vendors at this market sell handmade crafts, art, and accessories. Vintage clothes are also popular at this market. You might find some cool clothes from the past. Color of Taiwan Market also sells many things from other countries. Maybe you would like to buy some jewelry from Canada. Here you can find clothes from Japan, books from Australia, and so much more. This market's opening hours change often, so check their Facebook page before you go. Have fun looking around at the interesting market.
South, south. Some people think the weather is better in the south of Taiwan. Some people think the weather is better in the south of Taiwan. Art, art. Megan likes to collect art, such as paintings and photos. Megan likes to collect art, such as paintings and photos. Past, past. In the past, I lived in the U.S. Now I live in Taiwan. In the past, I lived in the U.S. Now I live in Taiwan. Often, often. Frances likes to exercise. She often goes running and swimming. Frances likes to exercise. She often goes running and swimming.
All right, well, the market we're going to be looking at today has a rather unusual name for a market. It's called...
What is it?
Color of Taiwan.
Color of Taiwan.
And before you worry, like I worried, it's not just about selling paint.
I wasn't worried about that.
I was worried about that. Like, what if I'm hungry? What if I don't paint? What am I going to do? But no, that's just the name for it. So let's find out more about it by reading the first sentence. It says, in the south of Taiwan, you can find Color of Taiwan Market. We kind of said all that already, but yes, it's in the south of Taiwan. That means it's down there if you're looking at a map, not up there if you're looking at a map, because south is a direction. It's also a word power word, and it also is spelled S-O-U-T-H, S-O-U-T-H, south, not sooth. Now that's weird. That's wrong. South. South is not really a place, it's more of a direction. It's a way of pointing or way of going, a way of traveling. Now, most of you have seen a map or you've used a GPS or you've driven on a highway. Well, if you look at a map, for example, the north is usually up on the map, right? Russia's in the north, it's at the top, and Australia's in the south. It's at the bottom. That's what the way it's usually represented on a map. North is up, south is down. They are the opposites of each other. We would also have east and west going to the sort of left and right. So if we talk about the south of somewhere or the southern part of somewhere, southern being the adjective, we're talking about the part that would be lower down or towards the bottom on a map. Generally in the world, if we're going south from where we are, it's going to get warmer. If you go north from where we are, it gets colder. And the south of Taiwan is where we find, yeah, Kaohsiung, Kending, Pingdong, places like that. For example, some people think the weather is better in the south of Taiwan. Some people think the weather is better in the south of Taiwan. It's usually warmer, that's for sure.
昨天介绍这个在台北四四南村简单市集，今天呢我们要来到台湾的南部，要介绍这个要帮大家复习一下这个 East and West 是刚刚我们说到东西方，然后呢 South 呢是指南方 and North 北方，这要怎么记呢？大家一定都看过那个指北针，我们刚才讲在地图上，在上面的是北方，有一个 and 所以就是北方，下面是 S short for South。然后呢，再来我们就有 E 跟 W 分别是指东西方啦。所以啊，在这个例句呢，我们看到这个 some people think 在南部，台湾的南部觉得天气比较好。我们刚刚说可能稍微 a little warmer. Do you like the weather there?
I think it is a little warmer. It probably rains less too in the south. I think there's a bit more rainy, a few more rainy days up here
but
in the north.
Hot in
but
summer.
It can be hot down there. That's true. They have good beaches though.Better beaches than we have up in the north. But anyway, so we're talking about the south of Taiwan.
Right, color of Taiwan.
Color of Taiwan,、mm-hmm. or maybe color of southern Taiwan.
Where exactly in the south of Taiwan?
Okay, well, as I said, it's the world's longest craft market. That's a joke, of course, but it kind of is what you get from the next sentence. The market takes place in Tainan and Kaohsiung.It's not between Tainan and Kaohsiung. It doesn't actually stretch for like 100 kilometers, but you would find it in these two cities. So I guess it's kind of organized between the two cities. You can go to one in Tainan, and you can go to one that's maybe a slightly larger one in Kaohsiung, because it's a slightly bigger city, but it's the same idea. And at both of them, the next sentence tells us the vendors at this market, or these markets, sell handmade crafts, art, and accessories.Lots of the things you'd expect to find at a craft market. Now, it takes place in these cities. It probably also takes place on the weekend. Take place is to happen, when something goes on, when something happens. Hey, come to my birthday party. It takes place next Saturday at 8 p.m. That's when it happens. That's when it's on. That's when you should be there if you want to be there. That's when it takes place.
这个色之古市集在台湾的哪里呢？文章讲到在这个台南和高雄 and they have different stuff there.、除了昨天我们讲到 handmade crafts,、这里讲到还有 art and accessories.、
Art, accessories.
This is art.
I'm thinking carefully about art because art is a short word,、but a big idea. Let's look at the word first. Yeah, it's real short. A-R-T. A-R-T. It's easy.So yes, it's a short word, but it's a big idea, especially when we talk about the idea of art. Art is anything that is produced to express your feelings, to make people think, to tell the world your opinion on something. But you're not generally just standing there shouting what you think. You're painting what you think. You're writing about things that are important. You're drawing things. You're making music. You're dancing. All of this is art. It's done to express yourself, to make people think, to give your opinions of the world. But then we also use art in a little bit of a smaller way to talk about paintings, sculptures, things like that, that artists, people who do art, will make using their hands and other tools. For example, Megan likes to collect art such as paintings and photos. Megan likes to collect art such as paintings and photos. But as I mentioned, art can also be songs or books or plays or movies, things like that. But generally, when we're talking about buying and selling art, yeah, it would be a painting, a photograph, a sculpture, something like that.
Art 呢本身就有艺术的意思，所以刚刚 Mike 有讲，比如说歌曲啊、戏剧啊、舞蹈啊，这些我们都可以用 art 来表示。像是我们在学校可能会有 art class 这个艺术课，或者是 art museum 这个美术馆。那 art 呢，也可以本身指这个艺术品，像就是艺术家创作出来的一些艺术相关的东西。所以像我们在这个例句有看到 paintings。绘画或者是 photos 这个照片，我们都可以指是 art 艺术品。所以，我们看到在这个色之古市集呢，除了有这些手工产品、手工艺品以外呢，也会有艺术品 and accessories 配件。所以，像是饰品啊，像是耳环、手环、戒指等等这些帽子，我们都可以称 accessories。What else do they have?
Well, as if that's not enough, they also have, it says, vintage clothes. Vintage clothes are also popular at this market. When we talk about vintage clothes, we're talking about old clothes, but not old dirty t-shirts that someone used to wear at the gym. No, we're talking about clothes that are nice clothes, but they're from a while ago. So if you like to have some of that old style, if you're looking for a piece of clothing that's a little special, a little unusual, you can buy some vintage clothes. Don't worry, they've been cleaned very well.
Okay.
And some of them can be really valuable if you keep them in good condition. So vintage clothes for those style, you know, those fashion mavens out there. It says you might also find some cool clothes from the past, which would be vintage clothes. Cool clothes from the past. Yeah, stylish clothes from years ago. When we talk about the past, we're talking about a word power word, and we're also talking about a word that is spelt P-A. Finish it for me.
S-T.
That's right. P-A-S-T. Past. Past. The past is a time, basically. When we talk about time and the way we experience time, and also when we talk about English grammar, but when we talk about time, we generally have three different times. The present is now, now, now. When you're alive, you are living in the present. The future is tomorrow, next year, 10 minutes from now, later today. The past is what's gone on already, yesterday, last week. 5 seconds ago. Then. Just then. So it's not now. It's a few seconds ago or it's a long time ago. If you study history, if you're interested in history, you're interested in the past. Things that have already taken place and are now part of history or part of the past. For example, in the past, I lived in the U.S. Now I live in Taiwan. In the past, I lived in the U.S. Now I live in Taiwan. That's not true.
It's not true that you lived in
the U.S.? No, in the past, I lived in Canada. I can say that. In the past, I lived in Kaohsiung.
Wow, you're from the south.
Yeah, they didn't have the market then, so that's why I had to come up north.
For a simple market?
Nice. I needed a market in my life.
Past 呢表示过去，比如我们刚刚说这个学英文会学到文法就是过去式，英文就是 past tense, 就是过去式。
That's the grammar I was talking about.
Don't like it?
That's okay. A lot of EDs.
Ugh,、yeah. don't like it. 文章中呢，我们看到是 from the past, 这个是一个时间副词，表示在过去的时间里，过去的这些衣服，像是我们就说这个 vintage clothes, 就是古着，我们就可以说是衣服来自过去的嘛。所以我们看到 past 呢，在例句是 in the past, 刚刚说在过去呢，还是住在美国，但现在住在台湾。But not Mike.
No, I didn't. But you did? You lived in the U.S. in the past?
No.
Maybe you will live in the U.S. in the future.
Oh, 未来 in the future.
Yeah, that's right.
So you might find some cool clothes from the past.
That's right. Vintage clothes. That's the sign that you would look for. Some of you also might know the word antique. A-N-T-I-Q-U-E. That also means old. Old stuff that's cool and valuable and stylish. But antiques are usually for things like furniture. Like an old chair or table would be an antique chair or an antique table. But with clothing, for some reason, they often don't say antique clothing. They say vintage clothing.
Sounds better.
Super better. And super cool as well. So yeah, check out vintage clothing because you can find some really awesome things there for a good price. Anyways, let's get back to the market in general. Color of Taiwan Market in Tainan and Kaohsiung also sells many things from other countries.
Wow.
Like the U.S. where you might live in the future.
So there are lots of stuff
There's
there.
There's lots of
there
stuff
are
there.
Handcraft stuff, art.
Yes.
And maybe from local, like Tainan, Kaohsiung, etc. But there are also things from other countries.
That's right.
来自别的国家的地方的东西. For example,
maybe
where?
You would like to buy some jewelry from Canada.
Wow.
Yes, maybe you would like to buy some jewelry from Canada. This is an idea when we're talking about something you would like, or maybe you would like, or you might like. We're talking about things that could be a good idea, could be something that attracts you or appeals to you. You know, this is an expression you might use when you're talking about a present, you know?
Oh,
maybe Winnie would like
I would
such
like
and such a thing for her birthday, right? It's kind of like maybe you would want, right?
我可能会想要,我想要某种东西。
Would you like some jewelry from Canada?
Why Canada?
Because we have lots of rocks. We do.
Okay, really?
We have silver and nickel and gold and not about diamonds. But yeah, there's some nice jewelry from Canada.
加拿大的珠宝。
Very natural, very artistic, very beautiful.
Maybe.
Maybe with some First Nations people influence. It's good stuff.
有可能哦。Maybe I would like
that. Nice silver jewelry with some West Coast Indian designs on it.
Wow.
Some killer whales or bears. No, it's cool. It all has these meanings in ancient First Nations mythology.
Cool.
Anyways, check out Canadian jewelry. It's awesome.
Canadian
what else
jewelry.
Can you find there?
What else do you want they have from Canada?
Well, let's look at some of the other things that they might have from other countries. It says here in the market, you can find, or we could also say, you could also find clothes from Japan, books from Australia, and so much more.
Wow.
There you go. So cool Japanese clothing, awesome Australian books. Okay, and many, many other things, I'm sure, from Africa,
from South America,
from many other parts of Asia. Tons of cool stuff from all over the world.
所以不只是加拿大。
Great for gifts.
没错，不只是加拿大，还有比如说日本的衣服啊，或是澳洲来的书。刚刚说这些都是可以拿来送礼很好的地方。
Probably like a nice kimono, a Japanese kimono.
Wow.
Maybe a book about koalas.
Or, 无尾熊的书
or many dangerous animals in Australia.
I don't think I want that.
Anyways, let's find out about when to go to the market. It says, now this is interesting and important, this market's opening hours change often, so check their Facebook page before you go. That's right. These aren't operated as sort of common businesses with regular hours. The hours do change, weather might also affect it. You know, if it's like raining all weekend, they might just cancel the whole thing. So a good idea for any of these sort of outdoor markets and events is, yes, check the internet, and Facebook would be a good place to go. And, you know, because things do change often, and here we're using this adverb often, it's a word power word, O-F-T-E-N, often. Don't say often. You can, but I don't like it.
Often.
I hate that. All right. Yes, there is a T in there. People do say often. I'm not sure what's right. I know the Oxford English Dictionary says often. But anyways, when we use this adverb, that's the important thing we're talking about. We're talking about something that happens regularly. Okay? It's not maybe something that happens every day, all the time, but it's also not something that happens only once in a while. It's not rarely, it's not seldomly, it's usually, it's regularly, it's commonly. It's often, all right? So, for example, if you're trying to, you know, get to work, you hope to catch a bus that comes often. You don't want to wait 30 minutes for a bus, and that's why people like buses and MRTs and things like that. They come often. If you want to fly to Japan or fly to Hong Kong, for example, yeah, planes fly from Taiwan to Hong Kong very often. If you want to fly to Argentina, you might have to travel on a very special day at only one time because people don't fly from Taiwan to Argentina very often. It's not a common or regular thing to happen. For example, Frances likes to exercise. She often goes running and swimming, maybe 5 or 6 days a week, quite often. Frances likes to exercise. She often goes running and swimming. I was trying to think which one Frances does more, but she does both of them quite often.
Often 是个频率副词，所以频率副词就是用来形容多长这件事情多频繁的发生。比如说像 often 呢 ，often 呢是指常常、经常，没有 always 这么频繁，没有每天都出现或发生。但是在正常时间大概都是有发生的事情，也可以差不多类似讲 usually 经常会这么做，没那么频繁的话，我们可以用 sometimes 有时候 or seldom 就比较不常做。我们可以看到。例句是他每 often goes running and swimming, 就是蛮常会去跑步跟游泳的。That's very healthy.
Yeah, she should add in some bicycling and then she could do a triathlon.
三铁吗？太辛苦了。
No, there's an idea for you, Frances. She'd have to do it more often, though, wouldn't she?
Too tiring.
All right, so let's get back to the night market, sorry, the color market,
the color of Taiwan market.
Yes, that was good advice because the times do change often. Mm-hmm. They do change frequently, another word we can use, similar to often. You want to go on Facebook, you want to find out what's going on that day, that weekend, when you go. But no matter when you go, no matter where you go, which...of these、
City?
Markets, the、mm-hmm. simple market or、oh. the color of Taiwan market, whichever one you choose, it says, have fun looking around at the interesting market. Yeah, have fun, and then a verb, ing. Have fun going to that place. Have fun watching that movie. Have fun playing softball with your friends. Have a good time when you go to the market.
But before we go, it's time for our magic box.
Is the magic box full of Canadian jewelry and...farmer-grown watermelon?
Let's check it out.
That means a no.
Magic Box! 找亮点
Hi, 大家好,我是 Celine. Do 和 does 这样的助动词大家都认识了,对吧? Do or does 在这种助动词呢使用的原则呢就是要用在问句和否定句中,肯定句则不用。但是今天要教大家的是一种叫做情态助动词，这种助动词本身呢是带意思的，会放在动词前，帮助主要动词来表达语气或者是态度，所以不管是放在问句、肯定句或是否定句里，都是不可以省略的哦。今天要讲的是其中一种，也就是 might 表达的是可能、可以。例如你要问人家说：“哎，我可以进来吗？”你就可以说 ：“Might I come in？”Might I come in? 意思就是类似于 May I come in? 这里用的意思呢就是可以。把助动词提到句首就是问句的起手式，相信大家是懂的。记得后面接主词后再接原形动词就没错咯。用在直述句中的话，用法一样是放在原形动词前面。举例来说，如果你要说我今天可能会迟到哦，我们可以说I might be late today. I might be late today. Be 动词的原型是不是出现了呢？我们再举一个例子来看看。Sam might arrive at the airport at 2 p.m. Sam might arrive at the airport at 2 p.m. Sam 可能会在下午两点抵达机场。如果要表示否定，则是在 might 后面加上 not， 表示可能不会。例如，我住在国外的朋友跟我说：“哎，他今年可能不会回来。”My friend said he might not come back this year. My friend said he might not come back this year. 是不是比你想象中简单好学呢？只要记得这个助动词要放在原形动词前面，帮助表达这个动作的语气和态度，这样就对啦。那验收时间到咯，考考你们，我可能会带蛋糕去排队，这句话的英文要怎么说呢？别走开，答案即将揭晓哦。
The answer is I might bring a cake to the party.
你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽
So, 今天的 review time,我们要用三个字 to make a sentence.
Okay.
And 第三个字 you have to guess which word power word it is in the sentence.
Interesting.
It's hard.
Right.
It's hard.
Is it hard?
It's super
okay, hard. Okay, well, I'm ready for the challenge. You give me I'm going to get it right. It's going to be so right, it's going to turn into a new craft.I'm going to sell how right I am at the craft market.
Is that how this works?
That doesn't make sense.
How?
Okay. Yes.
Da Vinci.
Da Vinci.
Da Vinci.
Da Vinci.
Liked.
Mm-hmm. Da Vinci liked muffins.
War power
Da Vinci
words.
Liked the Mona Lisa.No, that wasn't a word power word. Da Vinci liked paint. Da Vinci liked sculpture.
Clothes.
Painting, art.
Wow.
Da Vinci liked art.
Right.
There you go. Okay.
It's super hard, right?
Yeah.
三个字而已。
Wow. In a 3-word sentence?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Only 3 words?
Only 3 words.
Only 3 words.
I picked the easiest
one. Okay, here's one. It's a little bit of an artistic sentence. Maybe it would be like the title of a song or a movie. Something like that. Are you ready? It's easy. Don't worry. Yesterday is... Yesterday is...
要很 artsy, 很诗意, 是吗?
Yesterday is...
It's not art.
It probably is the title of a song.
It can be art.
No, yesterday is art. No,
no.
And plus, we already used art. Yesterday is south. That's kind of artistic, too, but it doesn't really make any sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Whereas mine makes sense. What doesn't make sense is it's taking you so long to guess it.
昨天已经过去了 past.
That's right, yesterday is past.
Wow, you can write a song.
That's good, right?
Yeah.
It makes you think. In fact, it's just purely logical. Yes, yesterday is past.
Wisdom.
It's in the past. That's like saying tomorrow is the future. Yeah, because it's tomorrow. All right, well, there you go. Do we need to do one more? Are we out of time?
I think we're out of
time. I'm having so much fun with this game.
Right? I know.
Yes. Anyway, let's go to a market. You want to go to a craft market?
But it's only on weekends?
Yeah, well,
we have to check the Facebook.
Weekend's almost here. We'll check the Facebook. We will be either at the Simple Market or at the Color of Taiwan Market.
Come find us.
But to keep a little mystery, we won't tell you if it's in Tainan or Kaohsiung. You're just going to have to come out, check it out, buy some stuff, look for us, and then come up with a 3-word sentence.
Fun.
Really hard. All right, guys, we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Have fun at craft markets. Color of Taiwan. In the south of Taiwan, you can find Color of Taiwan Market. This market takes place in Tainan and Kaohsiung. The vendors at this market sell handmade crafts, art, and accessories. Vintage clothes are also popular at this market. You might find some cool clothes from the past. Color of Taiwan Market also sells many things from other countries. Maybe you would like to buy some jewelry from Canada. Here you can find clothes from Japan, books from Australia, and so much more. This market's opening hours change often, so check their Facebook page before you go. Have fun looking around at the interesting market.
South, south. Some people think the weather is better in the south of Taiwan. Some people think the weather is better in the south of Taiwan. Art, art. Megan likes to collect art, such as paintings and photos. Megan likes to collect art, such as paintings and photos. Past, past. In the past, I lived in the U.S. Now, I live in Taiwan. In the past, I lived in the U.S. Now, I live in Taiwan. Often, often. Frances likes to exercise. She often goes running and swimming. Frances likes to exercise. She often goes running and swimming.